Now to the storm over the rainbow on a famous Sydney street. An independent Sydney MP says a large rainbow pedestrian crossing painted for last month's Mardi Gras is becoming a symbol of gay pride. But the New South Wales government says it's a dangerous traffic hazard, which it's determined to remove. Jacqueline Breen reports.
These Sydneysiders may be among the last to walk the rainbow crossing on Oxford Street.
I think it's really great. It livens up the area. I think the government's just being a bit mean.
Look, it's a symbol of the community. It's only been 35 years since gays and lesbians were arrested in this very area for marching on that street.
Yes, well, I think it's past its due-by date. It's expired.
I think it's all right, but I think it's cost too much money.
The rainbow appeared 1 month ago to mark the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras celebrations. The special paint and traffic management cost the City of Sydney $65,000. But independent Sydney MP Alex Greenwich says it's money well spent, drawing tourists and trade for local businesses.
But more importantly, it's been a really important symbol of celebration for the gay and lesbian community and a sign of respect.
The crossing was only meant to be temporary, and the New South Wales Roads Minister Duncan Gay says it's time to go.
The City of Sydney Council's own road safety audit found that the behaviour witnessed on the crossing was considered a high risk of pedestrian vehicle related incidents. We saw more than 15 incidents in a month, including people lying and sitting on the road. And I've seen the footage where cars have been queued up as people have been sitting on the road posing for photographs.
Alex Greenwich points out that the crossing itself in this independent report was categorised as a low risk concept, but the behaviour that it has precipitated is high risk. He suggests modifications can be made, monitoring can be enhanced so that behaviour is changed and the crossing can stay. Is that an option?
Look, I don't believe it is an option. This is about protecting pedestrians and safety. And some people will put the rainbow armband on and they want to put politics ahead of pedestrian safety.
MP Alex Greenwich says the rainbow crosswalk has been more popular than anyone expected and should stay.
I find it highly ironic that the same state government that is putting hunters in our national parks is concerned about the safety of a rainbow. You know, if the RMS was really concerned about safety on Oxford Street, they would start by removing the clearway, they would start by reducing the speed limit, and they would start by increasing the number of pedestrian crossings around it.
The rainbow's removal was scheduled to happen this week, but wet weather has delayed work. Alex Greenwich is using the delay to intensively lobby Roads Minister Duncan Gay and Premier Barry O'Farrell to intervene. He's gathered 15,000 signatures on a petition. Mr. Gray says the decision is final, but it doesn't need to be the end of rainbows on Oxford Street.
We're still offering an alternate to help the council recognise with markings on the pavement and or posts, perhaps crossing in Hyde Park or even in Taylor Square, to recognise the importance of the Mardi Gras. But I don't want to play politics with pedestrian safety, and they seem to want to do that.
The rainbow crossing is expected to be gone by next week.
Jacqueline Breen.